All right, this is chapter 20 of Winning Your Relationship Game. The title of this chapter is The Four Horsemen. Do you want to know what behaviors mean the kiss of death to your relationship? Dr. John Gottman's done a ton of research, and he's come up with behaviors that he calls the Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse. They have such a dramatic name because they herald the demise of a relationship. The Four Horsemen are warning signs, but they can be dealt with. It comes down to changing these four behavior patterns. Even a couple that seems happy can slip into the patterns represented by the Four Horsemen. Just like anything else that grows, a relationship requires nurturance on an ongoing basis. Couples have to be on guard for any appearance of the Four Horsemen and consistently weed those behaviors out. The Four Horsemen are criticism, contempt, defensiveness, and stonewalling. In relationships, there are always things to negotiate about. Research shows us, though, that over 60% of all conflicts are unresolvable. That's a pretty significant amount of letting go. Conflict is not a death knell for a relationship. Dr. Gottman has actually found that conflict is a sign of a healthy relationship. If both parties in a relationship are freely sharing their opinions, there's bound to be conflict. You might say that conflict arises when you try to make differences into non-differences. To bring differences forward, you make a complaint. A complaint may be a request such as, "Would you turn the light out when you come to bed?" A complaint does not have a blaming tone. It is a negotiation. Escalation happens when one partner feels it's imperative to prove their rightness. When the one person has to be right, that means that the other person has to be wrong. If one person wins, you both lose. Negotiation is the key to getting out of this mindset of needing to be right. So how do the Four Horsemen move in your relationship? If you make a complaint that goes unmet, rather than accept it, you may feel the need to be right. You will insist. You fall into criticism. Criticism is a complaint with a zinger, like throwing barbs. Criticism usually feels like an accusation. It's a personality attack, and it entails blame. With the earlier example, a criticism might sound like this. You never turn that light off when you come to bed. People are supposed to turn the lights off when they go to bed. Here we go with that you word. Make it a rule to exclude the phrases you never, you always, or any other that might be insulting. Being critical sometimes becomes automatic, and you have to do some inner work and behavior change to weed them out. Having a respectful attitude towards your partner will help you avoid falling into the Four Horsemen behaviors. The second horseman is contempt. Contempt is different from criticism in that there is intent to wound your partner. It is patently insulting and actually emotionally abusive. When contempt arrives on the scene, there may be insults and name-calling. Partners may make fun of each other. This may be disguised as sarcasm. There may be nonverbal signs such as eye-rolling or sneering. Contempt pushes respect out of the relationship. Using the previous example, contempt might sound like this. Are you that much of an idiot that you can't turn the light off when you come to bed? And then comes defensiveness. Defensiveness is the third horseman. Because criticism and contempt could both be classified as attacks, they usher in defensiveness. It's really hard not to be defensive when you feel you're being attacked. If you trigger defensiveness in your partner, you must look at your approach. Defensiveness is an attempt to protect yourself and stop the attack. There are many varieties of defensiveness, but efforts to make an excuse, deflect, or throw the barbs back at your partner is defensive behavior. Again, back to the earlier example. A defensive response might be, "You know I have a problem with my memory," or "If I hadn't had to go let the dogs out because you were too lazy to get up, I might have remembered to turn the light out," or "Yes, but you didn't do the laundry yesterday." This is a conversation that's going nowhere fast. You may turn to the fourth horseman for salvation. The fourth horseman is stonewalling. Stonewalling refers to disengaging from a situation. It is a nonverbal screw you. It's one partner's way of saying, I disagree with you and you're not even worth discussing it. Stonewalling is a huge red flag regarding the ill health of a relationship. Often stonewallers don't believe their behavior is destructive. They are the hedgehogs. They think exiting the argument is a healthy response. They think they're keeping things neutral. Stonewalling sends a very loud and clear message to your partner, and I already told you what that message was. Stonewalling isn't the same as taking a break. Stonewalling is leaving and slamming the door with no negotiation about continuing the discussion. Stonewalling is the silent treatment. Stonewalling is the final death knell for a relationship. So how do you get around these four horsemen? These are all simply behaviors, and you've learned a bit about behavior change here. If you notice these behaviors in yourself, you start to work on them immediately. Go back to the habit building sessions. Make a plan to work on any horsemen that may have shown up in your relationship. Your relationship is a system, and as one partner changes, the other partner responds. You can practice with the deeper understanding script. Write out your complaints in ways that don't include criticism or contempt. If you encounter defensiveness, modify your approach. Think of a highway where you're looking down the middle line of that road. The middle line represents the tipping point for failure of your relationship. Good relationship on the right, toxic relationship on the left. If you cross that middle line, your relationship fails. Your goal is to stay as far away from that middle line as you can. Curiously, once you get close to that middle line, it's like a magnet exerting a force on you, pulling you closer, making it harder to pull away. Staying close to the shoulder of the road is the safest place to be. Each of the four horsemen takes you closer to the middle line. The closer you get, the harder it is to pull back. Remember, there's a magnet by that center line. Keeping yourself in complaint mode versus criticism is much easier than pulling yourself back from stonewalling. The antidotes. If you notice yourself criticizing, use a self-soothing method to calm down. Rephrase your criticism into a complaint that welcomes negotiation. Modify your approach to maximize the potential for success, your message being well received. If you notice yourself in contempt, focus on your partner's positive qualities. When you get into contempt, you often focus solely on the negative. Spend some time listing out your partner's positive qualities. It's very difficult to stay in a place of hostile intent if you're thinking good thoughts about your partner. If you find yourself entertaining defensiveness, use a calming method. Focus on the information in your partner's perceived attack. Do you need to take responsibility for something? Often, agreement diffuses anger. Anger is an emotional highlighter. The level of anger in a communication tells you how important the issue is to your partner. Anger is an expression of hurt or fear. If your partner was telling you about the hurt or fear under their anger, what would that be? Attempt to understand and empathize. If you have a hard time with this, then try to relate to the level of emotion. You might say, "This seems really important to you. Can you tell me more about why?" This sounds a lot like interest, and your partner may respond very positively to that. If you find yourself in stonewalling behavior, recall that it's very close to the center line of the highway, very dangerous territory. Usually, stonewalling is a response to intense internal emotions. Use the deeper understanding script to see what's going on for you inside. Practice calming techniques to bring yourself to a place where you can continue to engage. Tell your partner you're trying to correct this and ask for their support. When you notice your partner heading into the spiral of the four horsemen, take responsibility to bring it back from that center line. Don't do it by bullying or pointing out your partner's wrongness. One partner right and one partner wrong is still a lose-lose situation. Use the antidotes mentioned here. Lastly, watch for the four horsemen in your relationship with yourself. Don't beat yourself up. Don't talk to yourself in critical, contemptuous ways either. It's not good for your relationship with you. If you notice that the four horsemen have been present in your relationship, you can't change the past. Now that you know, though, you cannot unknow. Starting today, make a commitment to change. So the recap. Number one, successful conflict and negotiation around complaints is the healthy lifeblood of a relationship. Number two, the four horsemen of the apocalypse herald the demise of the relationship. Number three, the four horsemen are criticism, contempt, defensiveness, and stonewalling. And number four, correct behaviors when they're closer to the shoulder of the road is much easier than. In practice, identify where you see the four horsemen in your relationship. Review the antidotes and change these behaviors. If you need to, go back to the habit building chapter and make a plan to correct them. These are tough stuff to look at, so if you get stuck, please send me an email, allison@allisonvelez.com, or think about joining the membership over at winningyourrelationshipgame.com.